The opinions expressed in the following program are provided for general information purposes only and should not be construed as advice from CJAD 800 or Bell Media. Listeners should always consult their own qualified healthcare provider with medical questions or concerns. The following is sponsored content.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Good evening. It's 7:06, 5 degrees right now in downtown Montreal. It's your host, Kelly Alexander. I cannot tell you how happy I am to say 5 degrees on January the 11th. Ronnie, hello. Happy New Year.
How are you? Happy New Year to you.
I'm so happy to have you back. I know that we last spoke in December, and then you were off to a little bit of a vacation, which was great. But I know you had a very busy December before you actually got a few days off.
December's so. Christmas time, New Year's, always very, very busy time.
Very busy. So now you're back at it in full effect. I will mention that Ronnie, of course, here until 8 o'clock on CJD. So 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text if you have questions pertaining to all things dermatology. Of course, with regards to Botox and fillers, we can answer those questions as well. Don't forget that you can actually reach Ronnie at his office, 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757. And of course, their brand new website, by the way, I'm always happy to say that, MunkMD.com. That is MunkMD.com. Not to mention, of course, following Dr. Monk here on Instagram and Facebook, which I do religiously, because you show the procedures, and I'm kind of like a criminal minds lady. I like watching all that stuff.
Yeah.
So it's
always
fun.
It's always fun to post things we do in the office.
Yeah, because it really takes the trepidation and the fear out of it.
Absolutely.
Because now you see how it works, and you're like, oh, that's not that bad.
Right.
So
exactly.
It's awesome.
And I mean, you never really know what to expect about these procedures. Mm-hmm. So seeing them, you know, hearing about them is one thing.
Yeah.
But when you see them, it's exactly what you said. It's not that scary.
Yeah, because I remember you and I had discussed Cool Sculpting for, you know, God knows how long. And then when I went to your office to check it out, because you imagine what the implement looks like in your head, like what that thing's going to look like. And then you go there and you're like, eh.
Yeah,
that's no big deal.
It's no big deal.
And even the what's it, the bulk thing, like the bigger one?
Which one?
The one where it does the large.
So Cool Sculpting basically has two hand pieces.
Right.
That one, there's a hand piece that sculpts, and that's meant for, you know, smaller pockets of fat.
Right.
But then if you have more fat to lose, there's a debulk hand piece,
which
is quite large.
I love that thing.
It sucks in a lot of that fat. But even that one, I mean, people that get that debulk treatment, they're lying there, they're comfortable, they're eating a book, or they're on the iPad. When you see somebody in action with Cool Sculpting, I mean, you think to yourself, oh, that's really minor.
Yeah. Nothing. Well, one of the you let me sit in on a procedure, and the patient was so great. She was like, it was like her second or third treatment, I guess. And she couldn't have been more calm. You would have thought she was sunning by the pool.
Right.
Is exactly. Really what was happening.
So that's what it is. And I mean, Cool Sculpting, for those people that don't know, that's the body contouring technology we have in my office. So what it does is it basically permanently destroys fat cells and freezes fat. So it's actually not meant for weight loss at all. And most people that do Cool Sculpting, in fact, don't lose weight. It's really meant more to sculpt the body. So if you're somebody that has bulges of fat and, you know, in areas that no matter what diet, exercise you do, you can't get rid of, like, for example, your love handles, or you have pockets in your back, you know, above your knees. Some women and men get pockets of fat that just droop down. So these are areas, like I said, despite exercise, you just can't get rid of. Cool Sculpting is awesome technology. It is not painful. It's easy to perform, and it really, really works, which is obviously the best part of it.
Perfect. We've already got some text coming in, by the way, to 514-800, and I'm not sure of the person's first name, but it says, hi, I'm looking to remove excess skin from the upper and lower eyes. What is the downtime?
So for people that have excess skin on the eyes, there's a lot of different options. So back in the days, it was only surgery. You needed to do a blepharoplasty, and the downtime can be significant. You know, usually you're out for 2 to 3 weeks with swelling and bruising. And so that's why a lot of people don't want to do surgery. But there are a lot of good alternatives out there today where there's really, really minimal to no downtime. So, for example, when I do Botox in the eyebrow area, not only will it relax the muscles and soften the lines, the frown lines right above the eyebrows, but it also helps to totally lift up the eyebrows and, you know, open up the eyes. So people with redundant skin there can can improve. You know, it won't necessarily be perfect, but you could definitely improve by doing some Botox around the eye region. The other thing I often do is fillers. So I do a lot of fillers into the eyebrow area. And when you actually fill the eyebrow, it will lift the eyebrow up push the eyebrow up. And what I really love about filler is they really tend to last a long time in this area.
Oh.
So, you know, Botox will typically last 4 to 6 months, whereas fillers can last a year to a year and a half, and it doesn't have to be performed often, and it gives a really natural, beautiful eye-opening and result. So, you know, these are things that have zero downtime compared to surgery, mm-hmm. where there's significant downtime.
And for what this person is asking about, to go get something done like this, would they obviously show up and you would have a meeting with them to see what's going on and then...
Yeah, so every patient in my office, I mean, I sit down with them, go through what their goals are, what they want to do, and I discuss different options with them. I myself don't do surgery. I'm not a plastic surgeon. I'm a dermatologist. Mm-hmm. So if that is what a person wants, I always refer them to a plastic surgeon. But I do all the non-invasive stuff. So Botox, fillers, even lasers. You know, we use some lasers in my office to tighten the skin and open up the eyes. Mm-hmm. So it's always another alternative for those people that don't want to do injections, because injections aren't for everybody. Although I think they should be, because mm-hmm. they're fantastic. Mm-hmm. I understand that not everybody wants to do injections. Mm-hmm. But even lasers, for example, if you do it around the eye area, tighten the skin, you could significantly lift the eyebrows, open the eyes with just laser treatments alone. I should also mention that a lot of plastic surgeons actually, instead of doing blepharoplasties, so that's surgically removing eyelid skin, mm-hmm. they're using lasers now, like a CO2 laser, to actually tighten the skin above the eyebrows to get a really nice result without actually cutting, with just lasering. So that's what I do in my office. I have a CO2 laser. When I do eyelids, it significantly tightens that eyelid skin. Mm-hmm. And if you're looking for kind of a rejuvenation, opening up your eyes, eyelid tightening, CO2 laser is killer. In terms of the results, not killer in terms of discomfort, but there is a downtime with it. So, you know, the CO2 laser has about a week of scabbing, swelling, and some bruising.
Okay.
So there's all different options, but that's why a consult's so important. So we could really, me and my team can explain these options to the patient.
Okay. Another text has come in to 514-800 saying, I have a small light colored mole that recently has started to bleed. Should I have this checked out?
Whenever things are bleeding, that is one of the warning signs that it may be evolving, and it's important to look at it. That being said, not every mole that bleeds is a worrisome mole. You know, if you have a benign mole and it sticks out of the skin, and all of a sudden it gets caught in your shirt in your sock, it could bleed, and it doesn't necessarily mean it's worrisome. So what I would say is, if your mole is changing, it's changing shape, it's changing size, color, it's bleeding spontaneously, it is important to check it out, because you want to make sure it's not a cancerous mole. However, if you cut your mole, it got caught in your zipper or something like that, and it starts bleeding, it doesn't necessarily mean it's worrisome. You could give it some time, let it heal. And if it goes back to the way it looked before, mm-hmm. it's probably a normal mole. If not, look, it's always safe to get it checked. So you can always get it checked regardless.
Okay.
But not every mole that bleeds is worrisome.
Okay, perfect. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text if you would like to reach Dr. Ronnie Monk, who, of course, is here until 8 o'clock. We'd love for you, by the way, to put your first name in the text. That would be great. Coming up in just a little bit, actually, Dr. Monk and I are going to talk about something that I'm quite passionate about, which is award season, because that's what I love, entertainment. And so it was recently, of course, this past weekend, the Golden Globes, Hollywood at its finest, were out and about. And so we're going to talk about some of the celebrities and what they do to look good on that red carpet. So that's coming up. But first, it's 7:15. So time to head off to the CJD Traffic Center. And here comes Jill Fitzgerald.
Skin Deep with Ronnie Monk is brought to you by Monk MD.
Seven 18, 5 degrees right now in downtown Montreal. It's like it's July out there, which we will take. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. Again, Kelly Alexander alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk. Don't forget that you could check him out on his website, monkmd.com, M-U-N-K-M-D.com. His office line is 514-937-2757. And again, you can follow him on social media, Facebook and Instagram, at Dr. Ronnie Monk. We now have Mr. Phil on the line from NDG. Phil, what is your question for Dr. Monk?
Oh, hi. Good evening, Dr. Monk. I was wondering, this week I was taking out my cherry angiomas, and I think that the person burned one of my skin tags, and is that, like, okay? Or by mistake, I guess.
You're
with the machine.
With the laser, your yes. Angiomas.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's not a problem, Phil. So what happens is, you know, it depends on the type of laser used. In my office, for cherry angiomas, those are those little, you know, those little rubies that people get on
yes.
their bodies?
Mm-hmm.
So everybody gets them as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
It's genetic. You tend to get more and more over time. They're not harmful in any way. Anyway, they're benign. So in my office, we treat them with a little vascular laser. And vascular lasers are very, very precise. So they're nice because they just treat the angioma and not the surrounding skin. So they get rid of the angioma essentially without leaving any scar or mark on the skin.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we do it in my office. We actually use the same type of technology to treat skin tags, but with skin tags, oftentimes you get more of a reaction. You get a little bit of scabbing. So Phil, the reaction that you're describing, where it maybe there's some more scabbing, it doesn't mean you were burnt with the laser. It simply is a normal reaction of skin tags with laser. And it tends to take about a week for it to heal. And as the scab heals up, the tag will just fall. So that's a normal reaction with laser technology and
Phil,
skin tags.
Phil, thank you so much for the call. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. So before the break, we talked about how we were going to chat about award season, which is in full swing. The Golden Globes are now over, but we still have the SAG Awards are coming up and, of course, the Academy Awards as well. And so I wanted to start off, I guess, with someone who just blew me away on Sunday night. She's always fantastic. She's always got great style. But I remember when she walked out with Carol Burnett, yeah. And I was like, oh my gosh, she looks like she's 30 as opposed to 47 or 48 or whatever she is.
Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Just fantastic.
I
like,
agree.
Amazing.
So what's best about Jennifer Aniston is that she looks very, very natural.
Yes, correct.
And that's what everybody wants. And that's what what concerns everybody the most about doing these cosmetic procedures. Everybody wants to look natural. And you see a lot of celebrities out there that don't look natural. And they have these big lips and they have these big cheeks and they're overfilled. But Jennifer Aniston's work is phenomenal. And that is good work. That is what I strive for as a cosmetic dermatologist. So what is Jennifer Aniston doing to not age?
Yeah, exactly.
It's really a combination of things. So for example, you know, we get older. As we get older, we lose elasticity of our skin. Our skin gets loose. The collagen is changing. We lose the elastic fibers, the sun damage, the brown spots, the veins on the skin. So to keep a clear skin and have that white porcelain beautiful skin that celebrities have,
mm-hmm.
It's really important, number one, to take care of your skin. So using the right products on your skin, like sunscreens, on a daily basis, because that ultraviolet light, it's present year-round. UVA is constant. It's the same in the winter and the summer. And it penetrates clouds. It penetrates glass. And those are the rays that won't cause a sunburn. So it's true, on a cloudy day, you will never get a sunburn because that's UVB. And UVB cannot penetrate clouds. But UVA can. And UVA are those rays that ages your skin, causes wrinkles, causes brown spots, and contributes to skin cancer, as well as UVB. So those UVA rays are there all the time, which is why a daily sunscreen is essential. I always recommend to my patients to use various creams, some to exfoliate the skin, because that helps to promote cell turnover, and skin turnover is really, really healthy for the skin and will promote kind of that glow. So creams like retinol are excellent. Glycolic acid is excellent to enhance cell turnover. Antioxidant creams like vitamin C is very, very good. I love skin brighteners. So there's some creams out there that help prevent pigmentation formation, sun damage formation. So, you know, in my office, what's really important is I sit down with you. I actually have a skincare consultant. Her name's Jamie. And we basically work together to get you on a very, very good skincare program, which incorporate all these different ingredients to make sure you're on the right stuff to promote healthy skin. That's super important. And there is no doubt in my mind that these celebrities are all on very, very good skincare programs.
Does it differentiate for different ethnicities, for example? Because like 100%. Oprah looked fantastic. So did Viola Davis. Like they just look gorgeous. And yeah. I'm like, and like Oprah's 63, I think, or whatever she is now. She's amazing.
Absolutely. I mean, the ingredients are similar for the different ethnicities, but what changes is the concentrations. You know, for example, somebody like Oprah with dark skin, she's much more prone to produce pigmentation and have brown spots. So somebody like that, I would definitely recommend more anti-pigment agents to really keep the skin bright. Mm-hmm. As opposed to somebody like Jennifer Aniston, she's very, very white. She doesn't need as much brightening, but she could use, you know, the retinols and the sunscreens to prevent that damage from happening.
Okay, perfect.
So that's really important. I mean, the second thing that they're doing, these celebrities, is some sort of laser rejuvenation. Mm-hmm. It's inevitable. Your skin will get saggy over time. So you need some sort of technology to help tighten the skin, brighten the skin. In my office, we use IPL treatments. We use lasers that will significantly tighten. We actually have this new laser called the PicoA Resolve. And this is a laser. I found a video on YouTube where Jennifer Aniston is really talking about the Resolve. She's promoting it. And she says that she does the Resolve. And this is the way she maintains her good skin. So it's interesting that you mentioned Jennifer Aniston.
Gorgeous.
Because she's using this technology. But basically, the Resolve technology is what we use in the office often to help tighten, brighten the skin. And when you do it on an annual basis, you do, let's say, a treatment a year, you will forever have young looking skin. So doing some sort of skin rejuvenation or laser rejuvenation on an annual basis to maintain your skin is the next most important thing. And the third thing, which, you know, for sure most of these celebrities are doing, are injections. You cannot keep a youthful volume like Jennifer Aniston has without mm-hmm. injections.
Okay.
So, you know, fillers are fantastic. The fillers that we use most commonly on the market are hyaluronic acid. This is natural. This gives us youth. This gives us volume. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, people are overusing these fillers and not injecting them properly, and people look silly.
Yeah.
And it scares other people. But in Jennifer Aniston's case, her dermatologist is placing the product very, very strategically in her face just to put it where she's aging. And that helps to keep her natural looking, mm-hmm. keep her young looking, mm-hmm. And it makes a huge difference. So injections are definitely the wave of the future.
Are the boys doing them too? Because, for example, if you look at Justin Hartley from This Is Us, I mean, he's probably, I don't know, only 40 anyways, but he's gorgeous. And so is The Rock looking great, like Dwayne Johnson. Like, there's so many of them that are looking fantastic as well. And I know we don't often talk about the boys, so.
Yeah. Injections with men are extremely, extremely popular. But what's very interesting is men and women are injected completely differently. And there's very, very different locations on the face where they're injected. So, for example, if you look at The Rock, Dwayne mm-hmm. Johnson, mm-hmm. he's very expressive.
Yes.
Right?
That eyebrow.
He raises that eyebrow. He has a deep line right between his eyebrows, a deep frown line. So there is no chance he's doing Botox, right?
Yeah.
So Botox, for those that don't know, is basically a muscle relaxant. So for people that are super expressive, have these deep frown lines and smile lines related to muscle movement, mm-hmm. when you put Botox in, you can't contract the muscle as strong. It relaxes the muscles, and so the lines really soften. For actors like Dwayne Johnson, they need their expressivity. They need to be able to, you know, be very expressive to be able to act out their parts. So they, you know, a lot of actors actually do not do Botox.
Okay.
However, most of them do fillers, because fillers will help keep a youthful look regardless. You still have expressivity. You could still move your muscles. But a filler, for example, if you put a filler in the cheek, it will help preserve the apple cheek. It'll give you youth to your cheek, as opposed to, you know, losing volume in your cheek and then all your skin sags down. I tend to volumize with fillers. I put them all over the face. I put them in the temples. I put them in the cheeks, the chin, the jawline, mm-hmm. the nose. So you put them anywhere there's volume loss, anywhere you want to potentially contour or shape the face. And it is incredible the type of natural results you could obtain with injections these days.
Much more coming up on Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. I know a little bit later we're going to talk about snow reflection and what that means for you. But first, we have to get off to the news. You're listening to Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk on CJAD.
Skin Deep with Ronnie Monk is brought to you by Monk MD.
Thank you so much for joining us on Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. It's your host, Kelly Alexander. And we've had some texts come in to 514-800. And actually, do you see that one, Ronnie, from Jay? It's like four down, because I'm not going to pronounce the name of that situation. It starts with, is it sebaceous?
Yes.
Hyperplasia?
Hyperplasia.
Oh, I was close. Okay. What's that?
So those are, you know, sebaceous hyperplasias are big oil glands.
Yeah.
So, you know, people with very oily skin types, they tend to get these little yellowish bumps on their skin.
Okay.
And that's basically dilated oil glands that are have become hyperactive.
Okay.
It's really, really common, happens in men and women. There's definitely ways to treat it. So once they're big and they're there and they're active, what we do in my office is we use a laser to just zap them individually, and that, you know, the heat through the laser energy just shrinks up those oil glands.
Mm-hmm.
And again, because it's a laser, it's precise, it heals without a scar or a mark. However, in terms of prevention, you do want to get a handle on the production of oil in the skin. And so, you know, this is another good example of where I'll send a patient to meet with our skincare consultant, Jamie, and she'll get them on a program, including different types of exfoliants, retinols, skin cleansers, and these are things that really help to reduce oil production in the skin and will help prevent these oil glands from becoming thick again.
Okay. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. We'd love your first name in the text. And don't forget, if you'd like to reach out to Dr. Monk at his office, 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757, and the website monkmd.com, M-U-N-K-M-D.com. I actually like this text that is coming, even though this person who did not put their name thinks it's a silly question, but I actually don't think it's a silly question, because I think this is something that a lot of us ponder. Is there such a thing as exercising your face?
It's a great question, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It depends what you're talking about, because,
okay,
you know, for me, I think of exercising your face as contracting your facial muscles and smiling and frowning, raising your eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something I wouldn't want to do, because the more you move your muscles, the more lines you're going to get, right? As the muscles become more active, they get stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they contract, it creates more movement. And so the lines get deeper. And this is one reason why Botox is such a fantastic drug, is because when Botox is injected directly into the muscle, it relaxes that muscle. So what's important with Botox is not to overdo it. Okay. When you see somebody and they can't move their face, it's because the Botox was way overdone. If Botox is done properly, there's still movement of the muscle, just less of it.
Mm-hmm.
So what that translates to is less of a line, a softer appearance, softer lines.
Okay.
But the lines shouldn't disappear completely, because it's natural to have some lines. So again, injections are all about being natural. You don't want to eliminate movement. You mm-hmm. want it to always flow, feel natural, look natural. So as long as it's not overdone, Botox is the best. In terms of exercising your face, I mean, I don't think it's bad for your health, but I wouldn't do it personally, because it would accentuate your wrinkles.
Got
so
it.
That's my answer.
I love the question, though. Thank you very much for texting that into to 514-800. Another text has come in. It's very long, so I'm going to basically paraphrase. Apparently, this person received vitamin C cream to brighten his or her skin. It had H acid in it, and apparently they were having some burning sensation. Is that normal when they were using that?
H acid. I don't know what H acid is, but basically vitamin C creams. So it's an antioxidant, vitamin C.
Okay.
Antioxidant creams are great because, you know, when the sun, the ultraviolet rays hit the skin, it creates all sort of reactive oxygen species. And these are basically molecules that damage the DNA and cause aging of the skin and will make us look older. When you have an antioxidant like vitamin C, it basically quenches up those dangerous, bad reactive molecules.
Okay. So
that they can't react in the DNA. So I use vitamin C on my skin every day. I put it on every morning. I mix it with my sunscreen because it is a fantastic natural way to protect from the sun and from the damaging effects of the sun. That being said, if you have very sensitive skin, vitamin C can irritate the skin. So it's not for everybody,
mm-hmm.
but if you tolerate it, it's really, really fantastic at protecting and brightening the skin. So if you don't tolerate it because it burns, I wouldn't use it, but it's not the only option. There's a lot of great antioxidants out there.
Okay, perfect. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. Again, another long text here with regards to a woman who had, I guess, some work done on her face, and she has scars now near her hairline and her ears. Is there anything that can be done with that?
So it sounds like maybe she had a facelift. You know, when you have a facelift, basically what the surgeon does is they cut and they pull up the facial muscles,
okay.
and then they sew them so it's all tighter. And the results, you know, when done properly, just like injections, should look very natural and great results.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the risks of surgery is always scars. And you're always at risk of having bad scars if you're not a great healer.
Mm-hmm.
There are a ton of things you could do to improve the appearance of scars. So, for example, in my office, we do a lot of different laser treatments. So we have fractionated lasers that help to basically drill little holes in a scar to stimulate new collagen formation. When you get new collagen forming in a scar, the whole appearance of the scar changes. So these are great lasers that help blend in the appearance of scars, make them look less visible, less red, less elevated. So definitely can improve the appearance of scars. Laser treatment's the way to go.
Okay.
We do a lot of acne scarring with laser treatments too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after acne settles, a lot of people have
those little
holes in yep. their skin, pitted scars,
mm-hmm.
The texture of their skin, just their overall texture is uneven, you know, it looks bumpy.
Mm-hmm.
This is another good example where laser treatment can really improve the appearance of the overall texture and the scars in acne.
Okay.
And actually, I was talking about that PicoWay Resolve. Mm-hmm. So that's the laser that Jennifer Aniston uses to refresh her skin.
Okay.
That laser we actually started using in my office for acne scarring, mainly because there's no downtime with it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really attractive option for people that just can't afford any downtime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're working, they can't take time off. But there's actually a new studies showing that laser is very effective for acne scarring, and it'll improve scars by about 60 to 70%, which I actually see clinically in my practice. So it's a great technology to improve scars. And, you know, if you do have scars, you're suffering with either acne scars, surgical scars, you want to improve them. There are so many great options. You just have to reach out.
514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. And we'd love your first name in the text. This person who is 42-year-old female said that they had a red spot on her upper lip that looks to be filled with blood. She's never tried to break it. It doesn't hurt, but she wants to know if she should do something about it.
I would not break it, because whenever you squeeze something, pimples included, you can always make it worse and more inflamed and more visible.
Mm-hmm.
But the most important thing is to get it checked, you know, make sure it's nothing worrisome. It's just a benign spot. Let's assume that it is maybe an angioma, which is just kind of a red bump caused by a collection of blood vessels under the skin.
Mm-hmm.
A vascular laser, like for example, the V-beam laser. In my office, I use the XLV, which is one of the top vascular lasers. So if you just zap it with a vascular laser, it'll heat up, it'll dissipate, no scar, no mark, beautiful result. So can definitely get rid of it without a mark.
Okay, perfect. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. I wanted to ask you a little bit, we're coming up against traffic, but I'm hoping you can sort of just sneak this in before. You were talking about acne. Is acne not just a teenage situation?
Acne is a lifelong situation. I mean, we used to think of acne as a teenage disease, and you know, it happened in puberty and teenage years.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to tell you, Kelly, I see people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, even 60s with sometimes new onset acne. So we think of it now as a chronic condition, and it can happen throughout our life,
mm-hmm.
which is why, in my opinion, getting a person on a proper cream program is the best something you can do because that's maintainable. That's mm-hmm. something you can keep doing throughout your life.
Okay.
The more you use these high-grade quality creams, the better your skin will get over time. It is a slow process. You know, anytime you start a new program, I typically tell patients it takes 4 to 5 months before it will improve your skin. But if you're persistent and you continue with that, it'll get better and better. So that's really important. And I mean, look, some people have really severe acne and need stronger treatments than cream alone. That's why in my office, we do a lot of laser treatments for acne. We do peels for acne. Sometimes I prescribe antibiotics or contraceptive pills. So there's a lot of great options. So if you suffer with acne, definitely, definitely get it treated.
Okay.
And you also want to prevent scarring.
Right.
Which is something that can happen with untreated acne.
You're listening to Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. It's 7:45, so time to head off to the CJD Traffic Center, and let's hang out with Jill Fitzgerald.
Skin Deep with Ronnie Monk is brought to you by Monk MD.
Thank you so much for joining us on Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. Your host, Kelly Alexander, alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk, and the text line's on fire ce soir. So thank you so much for texting in to 514-800. And let's see. Diana, thanks so much for texting in. You have a brown spot on your top of your lip as a result of waxing. Can laser take that out?
So what's important for Diana is to be assessed because it depends what it looks like. There's a condition called melasma where you're very prone, your skin is very, very prone to produce pigmentation. And any insult into the skin can make that pigmentation darker. And if that's the case, then that's not a good candidate for laser because laser can actually make melasma worse. So what we do in my office for pigmentation like that, and it sounds like this could easily be melasma, what we do is we actually will get a person on a proper program. So using a broad spectrum mineral sunscreen with zinc, for example, every day is very, very important. Getting them on some sort of creams that help to brighten the skin as well as prevent pigmentation. And there's a lot of different options out there.
Okay.
And then we do a lot of chemical peels. So chemical peels are great because they're safe to do on all skin types, and they help to peel away some of that pigmentation. So, you know, we start with gentle peels and we titrate up as you tolerate the gentler ones, mm-hmm. we go stronger. But over a series of maybe 4 to 6 peels, you can really help to lighten that pigmentation. So that's probably what I would do in Diana's case.
Thanks so much, Diana, for the text to 514-800. We have another text saying, how much pain are you truly in after a nose job, and are you guaranteed black eyes?
You're not guaranteed black eyes because there's a lot of different types you could type of nose jobs you can do. You could actually go in through the inside and make internal incisions.
Wow.
or you can do an open rhinoplasty and go from the outside. And obviously it depends what you're doing. If you have to re-break the nose, then you're going to have more bruising, more swelling and downtime compared to not. I am not a surgeon, so I do not do rhinoplasty. But what I do is I do a lot of liquid rhinoplasty. You know what that is, Cal?
Not a clue.
So that is incredible. It's using basically filler mm-hmm. Injected into the nose in strategic places to get a gorgeous rhinoplasty surgical type result without any downtime.
Wow.
So you can't do it for every nose, okay? If you yeah. want to thin your nose, for example, and you have kind of a thick nose, you want it thinner, you're not a candidate for liquid rhinoplasty.
Okay.
But if you have a bump in your nose, you have a bump in the cartilage, you have a hump on the top,
mm-hmm.
filler works fantastic.
Wow.
Because what I do is I basically will blend in that bump. So I fill above it, I fill below it, I mold that filler to give a very flat profile. And it, you know, with the nose, it's all about how it looks. It's all about the illusion of the nose. So yes, the bump is not gone. It's still there. You can't see it
mm-hmm.
because I mold in that filler all around the bump that it makes the nose totally, totally smooth. It's incredible. If you look at some of my before and afters, I believe we have some on our website.
Mm-hmm.
It is amazing. It takes 10 minutes, safe procedure, no downtime.
That's so crazy.
Stark contrast. And what I love about liquid rhinoplasty is that the filler lasts. It's not the type of thing you have to maintain on a 4 or 6 month basis, because the filler will last. In studies, it's been even shown to last up to 2 to 3 years because it never moves.
Wow.
You know, in the cheeks, the filler doesn't last as long because we're constantly moving our cheeks. The nose is not moving. The filler will last. It can last forever in there. And yes, it may need to be maintained. Maybe at a year and a half, you have to put a little bit in there just to top it up. Mm-hmm. But it will essentially last forever without any downtime.
And this is called liquid
rhinoplasty.
I love doing the show because I learn stuff every time you're on. Like, I've never heard of that in my entire life before. And that is awesome.
You know what? I started doing it. I started playing with fillers in the nose probably about 3 years ago. And over the past year and a half, I've really been passionate about it. I've learned a lot about it. I've gone to conferences, seen demos, done it on many patients. And it's incredible how when I started, you know, I was very conservative and I would put very, very little amounts conservatively. But now I really, the types of results you can get with it, number one, very natural, which is most important.
Important, yeah.
And great results without any downtime. So if you're concerned about any sort of swelling, get assessed for a liquid rhinoplasty. It's not for everybody, but if you're a good candidate for it, it works amazing.
As even for men and women?
Like, men and women.
Okay.
For sure.
514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. Another text come in saying, I have a sore on the side of my nose. It's been there for a couple of months. I realize it's not going to heal on its own. It bleeds, then sort of glosses over, but it's not going away. What could it be and what should I do?
This is a great question. This is what I see in my office every day. So if you have something that's not healing and it's bleeding repetitively, get it checked. This is a sign of potential skin cancer.
Okay.
So the two most common types of skin cancer, there's basal cell carcinoma, there's squamous cell carcinomas. Generally speaking, these are not skin cancers that are dangerous for your health. However, if you don't treat them, they grow bigger and they can destroy tissue locally. So for example, for this patient, for this person, if you don't manage the wound and get it, you know, taken care of, it can destroy the full nose over time. So it's something you definitely want to get taken care of.
Yeah.
But it's not worrisome for your health. It doesn't generally spread. Basal cells will rarely spread throughout the body. So as long as you take care of it, there's no harm done. But when something's not healing well, definitely get it checked. I'm happy to see you. Give my office a call. Get it examined. Make sure it's nothing worrisome. If it is, you know, it's the type of thing that I do on the spot. It doesn't take long. It takes me about 10-15 minutes. I use one of my laser technologies. The healing is beautiful. We can take care of it, but get it done.
514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. Another text, I have rosacea, been on meds for the past year. I see very little change. What should I be doing?
So it depends on the medications you're on. There, you know what? There's so many great options out there for rosacea these days.
Okay.
So let me just start off by saying there's different types of rosacea. And there's some people with rosacea that just have redness in their face and they flush a lot. And there's other people with rosacea that have a lot of pimples and it looks kind of like teenage acne, but it's different. It's rosacea.
Okay.
So it depends on the type of rosacea. For the pimples, there's great medical treatments, pills, creams that are very effective. For the red rosacea, I do a lot of laser in my office to really even out the skin tone and reduce the redness. If one medication doesn't work, there's other alternatives. So go back to your doctor, discuss different options, treatment options with them. There's sure to be something that's going to work for your rosacea.
So that is it for us till next month.
That was a fun show.
It was amazing. Thank you so much to everyone who texted in. We appreciate it very, very much. And I know you'd like to say goodnight to your ladies.
Gabby and Jamie and Avery, they always listen to me, or they never listen to me. But they listen to my radio show and I love them and I will see them soon.
Very cool. So if you'd like to reach out to Dr. Ronnie Monk, of course, at his office, 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757, the website monkmd.com, M-U-N-K-M-D.com. And you can follow, of course, Dr. Monk on Instagram and Facebook at Dr. Ronnie Monk. Ronnie, we'll talk to you next month.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you so much to Dave Simon for pushing all the right buttons. My name is Kelly Alexander. Thank you so much for listening. Coming up after the news, it's The Night Side on CJAD.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program were provided for general information purposes only and should not be construed as advice from CJAD 800 or Bell Media. Listeners should always consult their own qualified healthcare provider with medical questions or concerns. The preceding was sponsored content.